photographs of overcrowded rubber boats and of people arriving exhausted at the shores of Europe have been covering the media since the beginning of the so-called refugee crisis. The project hashtag Refugee Cameras aims to illustrate a different perspective on this current event, namely the perspective of refugees. The initiator of the project, photographer Kevin McAlvany, describes the impetus and inspiration for his idea as follows, and I quote, "Every day I saw almost the same pictures. It always frustrated me. As a photographer, I asked myself, can I photograph this in a different way? Will I see exactly this when I'm there by myself? Does the coverage miss something or has the wrong focus? All these questions had no satisfying answers, but I realized we always decide what is important to say and what is not. We always photograph the refugees in their situations. We are those who tell their stories, we. I knew I won't be able to overcome these barriers in my head and decided to start a risky experiment. Let's try to give the refugees a voice. Let's try to let them decide what is important to say and what is not. Let us see the individual behind the anonymous concept of a refugee. Let photography be the medium for this," end quote. Therefore, in December 2015, McAlvany went to Izmir, Lesbos, Athens, and Idomeni to distribute single-use cameras to refugees, together with waterproof envelopes with his address in Hamburg, Germany, and asked them to take photographs during their escape. All cameras started from a different point to allow for a full documentation of the migration route from Turkey to Germany, according to McAlvany. 3 months after he had distributed the cameras, 7 out of 15 came back to the photographer. The other cameras were either confiscated by the police, as some of the refugees were arrested, with others he had lost contact. Before Kevin McAlvany supplied migrants with cameras, he spent some time with them, and during their journey, he stayed in touch with them via Facebook and mobile phone. Each migrant who received a camera wrote a short autobiographical note in a little notebook expressing hopes, wishes, and fear next to a photographic portrait. With every camera, it was possible to take 27 photographs, and it was left up to the photographers to decide which situations and motifs they wanted to record. According to McAlvany, and I quote, "It is interesting to see what motifs the refugees were interested in and what they choose to photograph, how they see their way to Europe. They portray an intimately human side of the journey across Europe that's rarely seen in mainstream coverage of the migrant crisis, almost like looking into a family photo album," end quote. The photographs follow the migration routes of refugees from Izmir to Lesbos by rubber boat, from Lesbos to Athens with a ferry, and from Athens to Idomeni near the Macedonian border by bus. From the Macedonian border, the migrants try to make their way to Western Europe. In their indexical, iconographical, and symbolic dimension, the photographic images depict and illustrate the refugees in different situations, modes, and stations of the migration process, such as routes over sea or land, during their journey in vehicles of transportation, such as boat or trains. In places of transit, such as parking lots or gas stations, where they rest and wait for their journey's next step, as well as places and moments of arrival at seashores or refugee camps. It is particularly striking that all images depict migrating individuals, either in groups or close-up portraits. Landscape motifs, objects related to the migration experience, or sceneries involving legal or political authority are completely absent. The portrait-like photographs by Giab, whom Kevin McAlvany met on a bus to Idomeni, show a very intimate character of his wife and son. Zakira from Syria took most of the photograph of his journey on an overcrowded rubber boat, probably from Idomeni to Lesbos. The photographs taken by Hamza from Aleppo, Syria, mainly illustrate the landing of the boat on the shores of Greece. Firas from Iraq documents the journey to southeastern Europe. For example, a scene where a group of migrants burns clothes and trash in order to warm themselves around the fire. The project #RefugeeCameras is situated at the interface of popular and professional photography. Although it illustrates a strong wild male agency of the professional photographer and opens gender questions with regards to the distribution of the cameras, it grants migrants a certain agency with regards to the image production and selection of the motifs, as well as an authorship of their narrative. Thus, the photographs illustrate an individual perspective and allow an insight into the personal and collective experience of the migrants. Furthermore, and with regard to their documentary and material character, the photographs can be read as testimonies, historical sources, and material maps of the refugees' migration routes. As three-dimensional visual and tactile objects, they cross borders, time, and space, and can be understood as bearers of experience, knowledge, and effect, which are shaped by the physical, emotional, and visual perception and reception of the refugee and the migration process. The understanding of photographs as material objects, as agents who are active in time and space, is productive to think about in different constellations of migration. And I'm pleased to turn the discussion over to Eva Maria Dröhlenberg, who will expand on these ideas in a further context. Thank you.